I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Long.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
But this is why they hired LaFleur, was to run his offense and win without having that Hall of Fame type quarterback. Now, maybe Jordan Love is a Hall of Fame quarterback at some point, but this truly is the true litmus test. And in my opinion, LaFleur and the offense deserve a honeymoon this year to kind of take their lumps and see what happens. And then let's see the following season what this all kind of looks like.
Yeah, but again, to your point, though, it just feels like this is going to be a bit of a wasted season. And we'll see what happens, wins, loss. I know it's a weak division and everything like that. And I do think just the organization in general, I mean, go back their entire freaking history. They do deserve some level of benefit of the doubt here, just with even just in the LaFleur era for him to, you know, do what he did. Yes, with Rodgers there, but we certainly saw him take Rodgers out of a rut. I mean, whether that was because they drafted Love and Rodgers got that fire under his ass as you're bringing it up or not. But still, I mean, we can give LaFleur some credit here, but again, it's just one of these things we're looking at from last year. PFF's ranking third-ranked offensive line. Aaron Jones, one of the most efficient rushers in football. A.J. Dillon really started to get things going, you know, in the back half of the year, which makes sense. My God, I'd be terrified to tackle that guy once November and December come around. So it just comes back to these pass catchers. So, hey, they did add, you know, the pair of day two tight ends, and they got Reed in there as well, another day two option. So it's not like they completely ignored the position, but every single free agency and trade, when you see all these teams, you know, Josh Allen, the Bills, they got him his Stephon Diggs, the Browns with Baker, they at least tried, they got him OBJ in 2019, Jalen Hurts got AJ Brown, Kyler Murray got DeAndre Hopkins, like Justin Fields got DJ Moore. The list goes on and on, where these teams, especially when you have the benefit of having a quarterback on their rookie deal, providing you salary cap relief elsewhere, you got to get them some sort of proven, if not high end, at least mid high end, sort of wide receiver one out there. And that just is the one spot that I still think is missing. So, hey, Christian Watson was incredibly efficient. You know, he had that 4-game stretch where he was just balling out, making the big plays. I know Love even, you know, hooked up with them for that 70 yard touchdown against the Eagles. Yep. I think a little bit more to do with Watson after the catch, but whatever, hit him in stride. So it just comes down to really more than anything, like how good can those wide receivers be? And honestly, it just sucks because all these guys and Musgrave and Kraft, you know, the rookie tight ends as well, they're just being asked to do so much within their first two seasons in the league. So feels to me like a year that's going to have more downs and ups on offense. And yeah, coming from a team, I think to your original point, where it's like looking at this group last year with Rodgers and for them to only finish 14th in scoring, certainly don't think that's going to be on the way up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!